Okay. Okay, let's pick up the telephone. 4321101. Hello.
Somewhat teared up, buddy. Listen, I had a question to ask you. I mentioned something to you before you went on vacation about stereo simulcast for your next live show.
Stereo simulcast, yeah.
I've been talking to a lot of people about that, Grease, and we're really sick and tired of these morning, you know, wake up a morning shows, you know? You see the whole news in the first 40 minutes, and the rest of it is just fill-in.
Right.
And we'd rather watch you in the morning.
You'd rather see the actual shrieking as it takes place. You'd rather see me contorting my face.
I think it would be a first in the area.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, you know, when I do those live shows where you can come watch, you can actually come and see what happens.
Yeah, but a lot of the times it's filled up, and most of the people just can't make it down. The ones that can, I don't know whether they work or not, but... You know, a lot of the people that would like to see you can't. And if we could see you on the television, boy, we'd tear it up, buddy.
Yeah, well, you mean keep the TV on and listen to me rocking it. The problem we'd have with that, and to be honest with you, there's not a whole lot to watch when I'm on the air.
I agree, but you could fill in with videos or, you know, something like that.
No, right? No, you know, I need the privacy. See, if I had cameras on me while the records are playing, First of all, you'd be horrified. You'd be having your Ovaltine and your Farina, but suddenly there I'd be with my finger in my left nostril buried to the second knuckle. That's number one. And then, oft times, midway through the show, I like to enjoy Rosie to give me the strength to go on to the rest of it. So then you'd have to see that sad, teeth-clenching spectacle.
But that would, of course, give us strength, Grease, to make it through the day.
And then on top of that, you may just see an empty chair and a vacant Sennheiser as I get up, galloping down the hallway to head for the porcelain convenience for that emergency massive gassive. In which case, you'd see nothing but the record spinning and no one here. Then I'd come back in the room, breathing and slightly perspiring, and you'd see me once again. You'd see me turn bilious when the occasional annoying caller calls, and you might have to watch me heave my guts as I ding-dong. Oh, we have so many maggots. You might see me turn livid with rage when someone calls up completely clueless. So I don't know if that's really the thing to put on television, to be quite frank.
Well, to see you actually dissecting maggots on the phone or on the air would be something unique.
To see me speaking to them, to actually see the sneer on my face, to see the look of contempt as I deal with one driveling fool after another.
Oh, my God, I'm barely holding it together.
Well, work on it. Work on holding it together, because I don't think... And I'll tell you another thing that I wouldn't want to... I don't know, the room is too small, and I might inadvertently, you know, with my elbow, slam one of the cameras or accidentally slug somebody if I really got wound up and started to do a tap dance! I'm a left foot. I'm a right foot. Me walking and tippy-toe, hopping down. I'm a left foot. I'm a right foot. I got my wang tip smoky. I'm a left foot. I'm a right foot. How low can you go? Now, hardest thing at all, tap dancing, a double reverse twist with a backward twirl, landing on my feet. Whoa!
The Grease Man on DC 101.